Slam
FM. My name is Martijn from Slam FM, Dutch radio station. First of all, thank you for this interview. I heard you're going to perform with Paul Turner tonight. What's your first impression of him?
I think he's a cool guy. You know, he's very, very excited to be as far in the competition as he is. And he was very, 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 very humble, he seemed. And just an overall nice person.
Have you met the other finalists too?
I haven't met the other finalists, no.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you, who do you think is going to win? But I guess your answer would be Paul.
My answer will be Paul, because he's singing Dynamite with me.
Okay. let's talk about your track, Hangover. What inspired you to do a track about a hangover?
well, basically, you know, I was in Ibiza last year, 2011, summertime, and hanging out with my friends, and it, you know, basically the crazy party atmosphere at this one place, Ushuaia, which is just incredible, yeah. Was just amazing. And I just thought, these people are really having a great time, and they're all really enjoying themselves. They're all going to end up with hangovers tomorrow from drinking too much, but right now what they're enjoying is just the moment and the fun. And I wanted to create a song that captured that energy, and that's what Hangover is.
What did you see happening in that club on Ibiza? People just getting drunk. What did they do?
Just partying, you know, nothing crazy, you know, nothing like bad or you know, it was just, they were just having such a great time. You see, I don't really drink alcohol myself, and so it, just looking at them and really just taking in their energy and just thinking how much fun that they're having, I wanted to make a song that was fun to go along with the feeling and what I could see.
You never had an actual hangover in your life?
No.
Not at all?
No.
When I looked at the video of Hangover, it is kind of inspired by the movie Hangover, am I right?
It is a little bit. It's in the same vein, you know, it has that feeling. It's not a direct lift from the movie Hangover, but it's got that kind of concept of everything went crazy and we all woke up and we don't know what happened. Which is, you could say it's inspired by the movie Hangover, or you could just say it's inspired by pretty much anybody's hangover. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out in the morning what on earth happened the last night, and you see me walking around the apartment and figuring it out, and then you get flashbacks of what happened.
Nice. Your next single is going to be Troublemaker, am I right? Mm-hmm. What kind of an anthem is that?
It's another club anthem. It's another up-tempo party fun record. This time I collaborated with Steve Angelo from Swedish House Mafia. It's just about going out and being really sexy. You know, girls know exactly what they mean. They put on that dress and they look at themselves in the mirror and they go, I'm going to go out and cause trouble tonight. And you know, I'm talking about those little troublemakers in this song.
Just a little sidestep to the girls. I read in an interview somewhere on the internet, you use or abuse your English accent to get girls. Is that right?
I don't know if I abuse my English accent, but it's helpful sometimes. Yeah, for girls who are susceptible to a British accent.
Okay, well, I read a bunch of interviews from you on the internet, and in one of them I saw a sentence that you're planning to make rock and dubstep tracks. Is that so?
I wouldn't say I'm planning to. I mean, what I probably said is that I love rock and I love dubstep, and I am more than happy to incorporate that in my music. I already have in a few different songs.
Okay. About your collaborations, one with Steve Angelo is coming up. You collaborated with Kylie Minogue, with Kesha. Yeah. You're probably going to answer no on this question, but do you have a favorite artist you work together with?
No.
Okay. Is there something on your wish list to collaborate with?
Not particularly. I mean, not one specific artist. I just love working with people who make good music, and there's a lot of good music in so many different genres out there, and it's really interesting what you can create with different styles. You know, I worked with an artist called Nitin Sawhney before I first came out, and not a lot of people know him, and yeah. And they look back at the stuff that I did with with him, and then I see the comments below it, and they go, is this the same person? Is Tayo, you know, this is, doesn't sound anything like him. And that's a compliment, you know. It's cool to show the diversity. So I'm happy to work with anybody and see what we come up with.
But how does this work? Do people call you? Do you call people? Do people sleep outside your door? How does it work?
Yeah, usually it's a sleeping outside the door sort of a situation. It's really, really disconcerting in the morning when you wake up and you have pop stars lying outside your house.
Cheryl Cole, go away.
No, you never say that. Okay. You invite her in.
Yes, of course you do, sure.
Of course. No, I don't know what the question was now.
How does it work? Yeah, it's all about Cheryl Cole. The question was, do you call people to work with you, or do people call you to work with you?
Okay, all right, cool. We're back on track. Yeah.
But we can discuss Cheryl Cole if you like.
Should we talk about Cheryl?
Cool. What do you think about Cheryl Cole?
I think she's great. What do you think about Cheryl?
I think she's really great. Did you ever work with Cheryl Cole or party with Cheryl Cole, had tea with Cheryl Cole?
I've had tea with Cheryl Cole.
How is she like in real life?
She's lovely. She's exactly what you would expect. She's a really, really, really sweet, sweet person. And I have never partied with her, but I have made music with her. So we have we've most recently recorded 3 new songs when she was in LA last year. So it's good.
I really like her accent. I can follow it from time to time, but it's really cute to hear.
Northern accents are quite hard, even for people from England, are quite hard to follow sometimes.
Okay, back on track. I saw a movie of you a bit on YouTube. You were with Holland's Next Top Model last year.
I was there, yes. Yeah. It was great.
Now you're with The Voice of Holland. Which show do you prefer?
It's got to be The Voice of it's got to be The Voice, but I think The Voice should invite the models.
The best of both worlds.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Down, yeah.
What is it like to notice people auditioning for a show like The Voice doing one of your songs? I can imagine it's quite great.
I think it's really great. I think it's really nice to hear the interpretation of such great singers. You know, these shows, especially The Voice, really helps to showcase some great singers, and it's really good to hear their vibe on the song.
I spoke with a few people from the record agency. They told me your flight schedule, it was insane. Miami, Mexico, Brazil, now Holland. What's going to be next?
I believe the next place we go to is
back to Brazil.
Back to Brazil again, yeah, for another show in Brazil.
Such a hard life you have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually get to hang out that much in Brazil, but I have to say the Brazilian audience, the Brazilian crowd in Florianapolis, this last show, were absolutely incredible. So I'm looking forward to a great show again.
What's your best place on earth?
Oh, excuse me. My best place on earth has got to be London. It's got to be home. Yeah.
Okay. The best aspect about Holland, you've been here quite some time right now. What's the best aspect of this country?
Well, Holland's Next Top Model, lots of beautiful girls.
Correct.
Yes. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful city. It seems very green from what I've seen. There seems to be a lot of trees around, a lot of nature incorporated with your with your lovely city. So it feels very, very nice, very natural.
In fact, I'm visiting London in my summer vacation because of a transfer there. I'm going to fly to San Diego, but I've got a stop in London. Okay. And I got like 8 hours left in London. What should I do?
What do you want to do? Like, do you want to chill or do you want to go out?
I got my girlfriend with me, so I can't really go crazy.
Okay, take your... how much do you want to spend? A little bit or a lot?
Money's not
a
thing.
Not an option? No. Look at you. Your girlfriend's...
I got to impress my girlfriend. Come on.
Okay, all right. So you're taking your girlfriend out on the night in London. And the money is no option. You got to take her to
Cheryl Cole's house.
No, because that's free. Your girlfriend. Well, then again, if your girlfriend's a big Cheryl fan, yeah, you probably should take her to Cheryl's house.
I'm not sure.
Just take her to somewhere like the Ivy, maybe for lunch. Okay. That'd be really nice. She'll love that. It's beautiful there.
Noted. Personal question. Do you have a strange kind of tic? A strange thing? Like I don't know.
Like a body spasm?
Like that, yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Do you have a kind of ritual before you go on stage?
I like everything to be chilled out and quiet. I like a bit of peace.
Do you have Word Feud on your smartphone?
No, but I have a game called Welder, which is really good. It's a word game.
Okay, because friends at home, I told them, I was going to interview you, please ask him if he's got a Word Feud nickname. So I do, but you don't.
What's your word feud
nickname? Martijn LG.
Martijn
LG.
LG.
Yeah.
Mine will be Sir Cruise Tastic.
Sir Cruise Tastic.
That was absolutely terrible. Scratch that. I didn't say that. That
Sir Cruise Tastic.
No, stop saying it over and over again. That was terrible. I'm going to be El Cruzito.
El Cruzito. Yeah. Nice. I want to thank you for this interview.
Thank you.
And last question. Could I go on a picture with you? Because otherwise nobody will believe I actually spoke to you.
Yeah.
So if we can ask Kareem to make a picture of us. Yeah, I do. On my phone. So I can play cool with my female friends. Look, I spoke to Taya Cruz. No!
So
yes!
What you're gonna do tonight in the clubs?
Definitely. Definitely. Slam FM.